riots on Radio U. Do you know that in schools they have like 100th day of school celebrations? Like, yeah, hey, it's been 100 days, whatever.
Why aren't we having that?
Where's our celebration?
Why do we need one?
Why are we having that? I don't know. I just see somebody here that's like, they had like donuts shaped like 100.
I think, you know what, though, if we tried hard and put a little effort in, because we do, I mean, if you're a podcast listener.
First off, I'm just going to go ahead and stop you right there.
What?
Because nobody's putting any effort in.
I know. That's the problem.
Like, just go ahead and stop
like,
right now.
You could be just a podcast listener and you might not realize, like, hey, we host a weekly or a daily.
A nationwide morning show.
A weekday one where if we put a little effort in each morning, like before we started the show, we could tag a holiday or some sort of event to every day that we do the show.
I know.
So there's always a reason we could celebrate.
I know. So start doing it.
Start doing it? We'll just pick one.
We should start celebrating.
Like we miss it. We miss like, oh, it's hug day or corn dog day.
I know.
Or,
we missed hug day.
Yeah, that was the other day.
Did you see those great gifts for hug day that were going around that was like the face hugger from Alien?
For a minute.
It was like hug day, National Hug Day.
For a minute, I thought people were giving gifts for hug day, but you mean a gif.
Right. Or yes. Some people might say the GIF.
The GIF.
Oh, I hate that. If you say that, get over yourself. Stop.
But I thought, oh, we could do gift giving for Hug Day.
No, this was a graphic interchange format.
Yes, thank
Perhaps
you.
Perhaps JPEG then. That Did you see the JPEGs everyone was
that
sharing?
That could work as well, or the meme.
Meme. I'll meme you. Meme me. Meme me. Meme me, meme. So this is the podcast, and the show was over.
Take it for what it's worth.
Our show is over. Yours is starting. We hope you enjoy it.
Enjoy it. Don't forget Radio U Riot, your chance to check out other things that happen during the week.
Yep.
We post a lot of extra stuff there that you'll have a chance to see. Included in this podcast should be the taste test for the Oreos, the new cinnamon bun Oreos.
That's right. Come on.
That's available in this.
Cinnamon bun Oreos. Sounds good. I'm hungry. So you guys enjoy it, and we hope that you're having a great weekend, week, day, morning, afternoon, middle of the night.
I mean, anytime you might be listening to this.
So happy Valentine's Day and Easter.
They probably won't be listening to it that late.
You never know.
If not, you're catching up.
It is the riot.
Think of the worst thing in the world. Okay, now listen to a clip of the worst of the riot. That way it won't seem quite as terrible.
When people talk about going and visiting places, I never think to myself, I really want to go to London. I mean, it's
I
not
wouldn't
that I
mind it.
It's not that I don't mind going, yeah. But I just feel like
I want to go to Bath, so maybe that's a little different.
You know, Nikki, a lot of us would appreciate if you would go to Bath.
Yeah, I walked into that one.
You totally did.
Know the area of Bath.
Yeah, that's where they film all the Victorian dramas that Nikki's so fond of. In London, Cadbury is opening up 2 days from today, 3 days, I guess, January 22nd. The Cream Egg Cafe.
Is that like a pop-up shop?
It is a pop-up. It'll be there January 22nd. It'll close on March 6th. So you've got, 6 weeks to spend time at the Cadbury pop-up shop. Here's what happens. You walk in on the first floor. It's three floors. You walk in on the first floor, and it's Cream Egg Toasties, which is basically a British version of the panini. So you're getting a almost like a Hot Pocket that's full of Cadbury cream egg.
That's pretty good.
I'll take one of those.
If you've never had bread and chocolate combination, actually really good.
I'll bet that is spectacular. The second floor is the main restaurant in which every single item on the menu is built around the Cadbury cream egg. This is some sort of I'm looking at here is a cream egg pizza. I mean,
does it look good or does it look interesting?
No. I think it looks good. I don't think it sounds good, but when I look at it, it's like,
yeah, that could work.
I would totally eat that. I mean, I don't think it's got like pizza. It's almost more like a big cream egg cookie, but of course when it's round, they call it a pizza.
Maybe some cream cheese or something with it.
Yeah, and then on the third floor, it's just a big ball pit.
Well,
so
let
you
me
can go in there
that,
and jump around.
That panini thing does look delicious.
Doesn't it look good?
Yes, that looks good.
It looks better than it should. Like when you tell it to me, I'm like, eh, but when I see it,
nope, that really works. We talked about it last week how Cadbury Cream Egg had changed their recipe last year. So their numbers are, their eggs are down.
Eggs are down.
So with Easter being early this year, the eggs were down. They have a lot less time to actually be able to make a higher amount of sales if they want to. So maybe this is a part of that plan to sell as many Cadbury cream eggs as possible.
Well, you know what? I support this plan, and I would like there to be a pop-up shop.
Right outside the studio.
Let's go. I, you know what? I'll even give them space. Let's say within a two-block radius of the studio.
Why can't we be the pop-up shop?
Why can't we? We only have two floors.
Off to the side?
Well, you know what? I'm sure instead of three floors, we'll make it three rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. I want this. And I will tell you that it's finally worked. I'm ready for a cream egg now.
You're ready for that time to start.
I finally am. I haven't been wanting cream eggs. I keep seeing them. I'm like, I don't want it. I don't want it. I want it now.
After those pictures. So the Cadbury Cream Egg Cafe opening in London on January 22nd. So this week. And then that goes until March 6th.
Yeah, we're giving you all the details because I'm sure you're going
to
go.
Oh, I know. Just in case, you know, for your trip to London this week.
The one you had planned. So...
never know.
You never know.
When you throw a dart, there's just one person there.
This is the worst of the riot.
No, go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
You should probably quit your job or drop out of school and get a one-way ticket to Asia and then just see where life takes you.
That actually sounds fun.
That's what Katie did. Katie just turned 30, and it was 2 years ago, I believe it was, that she was all set up for her wedding. And just before the wedding, it was called off. Her fiance, her longtime boyfriend, decided.
Oh, he's the one who called it off?
He didn't want to marry her. So she said, that's it, I'm out. And she went backpacking around Thailand, India, and Nepal. And as a result, she has run a blog, and now she's a published author.
There you go.
Yep. And now here are pictures
she
of her.
She made lemonade.
Out of them lemons.
Out of those lemons.
Yep. So here's a picture of Katie looking fly in her bikini, standing on the blue, in the blue water on a white sandy beach, telling her boyfriend, you missed all of this. And now.
It's great to see when a picture, that's what that is saying. And you can tell.
Yeah, that's what she's saying. But you know what? She said in all those travels, she found herself and she found others. And she's just actually, she doesn't regret anything that happened. And now
seems
she's,
like it worked out for the best.
Yeah, I mean, it did for her. I mean, you can end like up in a lottery. Burmese prison.
It's like the lottery. You're only hearing the one story where this person made it, you know, was able to make it online in a blogging world. Whereas there's many other stories of people who probably are not making enough.
Yeah.
Who are trying the same thing.
Or think about it like those people. Well, quite frankly, as I'm scrolling through pictures, most of them are her in a bikini.
Oh, maybe that's where.
So I will tell you, like, if you don't look good in a bikini, this is going to be harder for you. This is part of what helped her. It's like, well, you shouldn't say that. Oh, I'm sorry. Real talk. We don't want to talk about it.
Is that not how Instagram goes?
So if you're not one of the hotties of Instagram, guys and girls, like you may have a little harder time selling your travel blog. But it's, don't worry about it. It's fine.
Give it your best try.
Yeah. In the meantime, your parents are probably going to have to mortgage their house three times because they're going to be trying to get money to pay your ransom.
While you find yourself and they find you.
They're trying to find you. And it's like, Mom, they said if you send $300,000 to this account, they'll give me 30 minutes in the jungle to run away. But they'll be coming after me, so I need you to come here and help, too. I need you to hire some mercenaries Expendables. Have you seen that movie? Did you see that? Hire them, send them here, and hopefully they can get me out. So that's how yours might go.
That's how Obi envisions it.
Right, but for Katie here...
she's doing great.
It worked out great, so...
And I bet her ex-fiancé feels bad.
Oh, I'm...
like he missed out.
I am sure he is just dying on the inside because she showed him.
Oh, yeah, she did.
She definitely showed him. So she says it's the best thing. Now she's an accomplished author and she travels.
All the time.
And she has everything except the one thing she wanted.
Ever wonder how Obadiah spends his days off?
Just me in a castle. I gotta fight like 1,000 wizards. The only way to beat him is to punch him as hard as I can in their faces.
And while he does that, you can enjoy this Worst of the Riot clip.
Microsoft bought Mojang. Mojang owns Minecraft. Microsoft owns Minecraft, and they
and Minecraft owns you,
and Minecraft does own you,
which means Microsoft owns you.
There's one problem. You go to school, and there's no Minecraft there. They're going to fix it, guys. Microsoft and Mojang just announced Minecraft Education Edition.
Because that sounds just as much fun as the other one.
Well, check this out, Nikki. There's a whole bullet-pointed list of things that are going to be in this new Educated Edition that will allow students and teachers to work together in the world of Minecraft.
Yeah, but that's going to ruin the game.
What? No.
Yes. Have you ever had a game where someone tries to push it at you and then you realize it is educational?
Oh, man. I will tell you, there's nothing worse. You think, like, oh my gosh, it would be so much fun to get paid to do what I love. That's a two-edged sword. Because on the one hand, you're getting paid to do what you love. And on the other hand, you have to do what you love in order to get paid. Think about it right now. Do you love what you do to get paid? Well, what happens when the thing you love becomes the way you get paid and you don't want to work to get paid, but you have to still do it? That might not be what you're looking for. It depends, you know, various things, whatever. But they're going to take this thing that is a ton of fun for you at home, and they're going to take it to school.
Ooh.
And you're going to be in school.
Make it educational.
And are you going to be doing what you want? No, you're going to do what they tell you in the thing you love.
And then suddenly you won't want to play anymore outside of class because...
You spend so much time in class playing Minecraft. Man, and your teacher's there. How many times have you said to yourself, if only my teacher could be here in my Minecraft world?
Because that's so much fun.
It would
no,
be so
no, maybe,
great.
Maybe we shouldn't dump all over it. Maybe it's something good.
I really want to play Minecraft with my teacher and all those people at school I don't like.
Like you want to play with your boss. I want to play a game.
Why don't you guys all come over? We'll play.
Oh, Microsoft, come on.
No,
don't do that. You should at least make a slightly different Minecraft game, you know, where it feels the same, but it's not 100%, and you should push that towards school stuff.
Hey, check this out, Nikki. With Student Portfolio, students can take photos and selfies to show their work and learning. Enhanced multiplayer, where a classroom of up to 40 students can work together toward a greater world in Minecraft. Login and personalization, world import and export, and enhanced map with coordinates for students and teachers. For teachers, lesson plans based on Minecraft. Think of all the fun you could be having right now.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah. I don't know. Then again, you're at school. You're playing Minecraft. This is not, it's
well,
not
yeah,
the worst.
You're playing anyways, but now your teacher wants to play.
Can I play too, guys? No.
No, you may not.
No. Well, that's where they're headed. So you could be playing Minecraft at school. And by at school, you know, we're talking about probably like fourth grade, which
it's
you're out of
younger,
now.
Yeah.
So, dang it. So what you need to do is figure out a way to come up with like Call of Duty Educational Edition.
Yeah, that's why you tell your little brother, don't fall for it. Don't play it.
Don't you do it.
Don't you do it.
Don't you do it. They're pushing it on you. You got to push back.
That's right. You're not playing that version.
Yeah. Well, this will give them a chance to sell it to schools. Great idea. Sell something that you sell it.
You're about to listen to more Worst of the Riot. It won't be your worst decision today.
I just found a bag of fireworks in the men's restroom. Would you guys like to light them off?
This is the best headline I've read all day. Are you ready? This is the headline. The headline. How mutton flaps are killing Tonga.
Of course. How many times have I heard you say that during this show?
These mutton flaps are killing me.
What's a mutton flap?
And what's a Tonga?
I don't know. I think we have to look that.
I don't know either. Tonga is a Pacific island, Nikki.
Okay, so mutton flap.
And just to let you know, on that Pacific island, they have by percentage, the fattest population in the world.
Oh, mutton flaps, is that a type of meat?
It is a type of meat on the very, very bottom of the sheep, the flaps. Now, here's where it gets interesting. On this island of Tonga, where they have a 40% of the population has type 2 diabetes. 40% of the population. I don't even have the population numbers on the obesity levels, but they're the highest in the world.
And they're claiming that one of the main causes responsible for that is
mutton flaps.
And I guess it's a fatty meat.
Well, here's what happens. They say, and again, this article, and to be clear, this is by the BBC. This is not like, I don't, whatever. It seems to be a reputable source. They're saying that sometime back, I don't know, like 80s, 90s, maybe even earlier than that. The people in New Zealand and in other countries finally just began exporting the flaps, the mutton flaps, to these Pacific islands.
Yeah.
Because in, like, if you lived in New Zealand, apparently you wouldn't eat that part of the sheep. You'd just be like, no, that is like the lowest in part. They say that about 50% of that meat is fat and that it is tossed aside.
It's kind of
like not edible.
If a sheep was on its back and I was scratching its belly,
yeah,
that's the flaps.
It's the belly.
Yeah, it's the belly part.
And so it's the fattest part of the sheep. It's the part the New Zealanders won't eat. So they, like, 30, 40 years ago started selling this. Basically, they're like, we should use the whole buffalo, Tonga. And so they started sending to Tonga, this island, the flaps. This very, very cheap meat became available. People started buying it. And they said literally within one generation, the Tonga diet changed completely. It used to be they're an island of fishermen and women, fisher persons.
People.
Fisher peoples.
It works.
Doesn't feel quite the same, but okay.
But it's respectful.
It is, isn't it? So these fisher people, even though they buy, they still fish.
But they quit, export all that.
They quit eating their fish, and they start exporting it and importing the mutton flaps.
They said that in some parts of the Pacific, it's the only cut of the animal that you can actually buy.
It's the only one available.
So, like, here you go. The supermarket is like, oh, take your pick.
Rump roast.
Yes, all
flaps.
That.
For, like, all this. You don't know what
but
it
here,
is.
But here, all you get are mutton flaps.
Yep. That's all that's available.
It makes me always think of the things that are on semi-trucks, the flaps on the wheels.
But like,
that's what I think when you say
but
mutton
a sheep.
Flaps. Yeah.
I imagine a sheep just having a bunch of flaps on the bottom.
Now, in Europe,
to catch the dirt.
Mutton flaps are used commonly in kebabs. So it's not unheard of there.
Well, yeah, but you just get like a little.
Yeah, not as much.
Plus, a lot of it cooks right out. You know,
yeah, it's just ugly stuff there.
Yeah, it is. So that's the story of how, and I quote the article, how mutton flaps are killing Tonga. That's a correct sentence.
Okay. Thanks for sharing that article.
So just to let you know, if you visit any islands in the Pacific and they say they're having mutton, tell them, no flaps.
No way.
No flaps.
Because you're ready for a new you.
Yeah.
I mean, it is still the new year.
And you're in the Pacific. You're on an island in the Pacific.
You're doing well, so you don't want to start that.
Yeah. You don't want to get killed like Tonga with the mutton flaps.
Go there and be like, I'm sorry, what is a mutton flap?
Is this a flap? Because I'm on a no-flap diet.
I don't know what that is.
What you should be doing right now is hunting your next meal out of doors. Since you're not,
you might as well listen to the worst of the riot.
I don't know if you know this, but they have a big problem in the Florida Everglades. Burmese pythons, they're everywhere. They have, the Florida Everglades has turned into this absolutely fantastic place for them because they're the top of the food chain.
They are flourishing while other creatures are diminishing.
And so the problem in the Everglades is this predator that did not originally, say, belong in that ecosystem is now in that ecosystem. And as a result, it's havoc wreaking.
But what would happen is people would say, oh, look, I have a Burmese python, but I don't want him anymore. Where should I take him? And they'd drop him off in the Everglades.
Just like your mom and dad took your dog to the farm where it could just run and play.
This is where it can now eat all the other creatures that cannot withstand the Burmese python.
So Florida, in answer to this problem, is just like, hey, you guys like to hunt? We got stuff to hunt. Come on down here and hunt.
Sounds like an infomercial.
It does.
Come on down.
Come on.
Come on down to Florida.
So here's what's happening.
You can have a snake belt and a snake boot.
On what's that, a boot? It's a Burmese python. So they started the
python hunt?
No. Yes. Burmese python hunt. It's not the same. They started that hunt on Saturday. It goes for a month. They had 600 people that have signed up to be a part of the Burmese python hunt. And a cash prize is going to the hunter who captures, dead or alive, the most Burmese pythons. Also, an award for the longest one.
This reminds me of the Simpsons old thing with the wackest snake thing or whatever it was.
I didn't see that.
It's like, you take the club out. It's like, how are you finding these snakes?
U.S. Geological Survey Director Marcia McNutt says that the snake is wreaking havoc on one of America's most beautiful, treasured, and naturally bountiful ecosystems. Right now, the only hope to halt further python invasion into new areas is swift, decisive, and deliberate human action. So
that's not good. Even though this is the time where the alligators are like, just lay low, guys. Let them get them. Lay low. Let them get the snakes.
Just whatever.
And just don't come out.
Yeah. You know what?
How do you
hunt a python with?
It's
not a bow and arrow. I'll tell you what I hunt it with.
I don't think you're allowed to do that.
You nuke the site from orbit. It's the only way to be sure.
You think they take the little pillows over their little head?
Just hold it down till they can't breathe anymore?
Yeah, maybe.
I assure you, that's not what they're going to be doing.
Well, yeah. I don't want to Google how they do that.
I mean, is it a shotgun? Is it a rifle? And how do you hunt it? I mean, keep in mind, it's 15 feet long. It's hunting you. The two of you are engaged in an epic battle here.
I don't know.
If you find like little ones, do they count? You're like, hey, I found a 3-foot python, but just to be clear, it still counts for my cash reward that I'm working on.
Well, if you ever go down to the Everglades, like every other, 10 feet, you find a shack where it's like, hey, here you can have alligator meat or pick your own alligator. Now it's just Burmese python meat.
I'm out, dude. Like, I'm out. I can't live there. It's the only thing that makes winter okay is that it kills off the large snakes.
But not there. They're flourishing.
They have no winter there. So what we really need to do is find a way to get winter into Florida.
And then they'll take care of the problem.
Yeah.
And then everything in the Everglades is gone. But you can start over again.
But the good news is, so are the snakes.
Mm-hmm.
I feel comfortable.
Maybe that's why you're not in charge of the fixing the Burmese python Florida Everglades problem.
I told you. I'd call for that rescue ship and get into orbit and nuke it. Take care of that right now.
There's a lot you might not know about Nikki.
At 16, she won the gold, turned pro, and was named one of Barbara Walters' most fascinating persons of 1994.
See what else you can learn by listening right now to The Worst of the Riot.
You guys have heard of Swagway. Swagway are the people that make the hoverboards. So
one of the companies, yes, that make the
yes,
boards.
They are. They are one of those. They have been putting on their, you don't know this, but you've seen this for sure. Like if you buy an electrical product, you normally will find a little symbol on it somewhere, usually a sticker that says UL on it. Okay. UL stands for Underwriters Laboratories. They're an independent safety consulting and certification company. And basically, they take a look at electrical stuff and they'll like
thumbs up
give it
or
the thumbs
down.
Up like, this won't catch on fire. It's fine. Well, Swagway has been putting a little UL sticker on the Swagways. But Underwriters Laboratories has never received a submission from Swagway of that hoverboard.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It kind of is.
It's like, I just love to be the person who came up with the idea. It's like, yeah, get the stickers.
You just get them.
Just put them on the board.
Where do we get the stickers at? What do you mean you have to earn them? No. Listen, go down to the FedEx or the whatever, the Kinko's. I want you to just take a photocopy of this, put it on stickers. We'll cut them out by hand. We'll stick them on the Swagways. We're done. It's no big deal. So they have said like, hey guys, UL hasn't certified any hoverboards for safety whatsoever. It is unknown if the Swagway hoverboards comply with any safety requirements.
But they're not having to follow, like, U.S. safety requirements, are they? They're not a U.S. company.
I don't know that they're... I don't know. Are they?
Well, I just mean they can do...
My guess is they're probably a small island, non-extradition country. I think that's probably where they come from.
Where they're still having something... Whoa, the Pirate Bay? that's on one side of the island, and then you've got all these other companies that are trying to hide out from tax and rules and laws and safety concerns on the other side of the island.
And don't forget the south side of the island, which is all the online gambling servers.
You're right. That's also there. It's a busy place.
It's quite a place.
Wherever that island is, if you wash ashore on it.
You don't think it's Tonga, do you?
See earlier conversation.
What if it is? Oh, they're over there eating mutton flaps and doing illegal gambling, but it's legal because of where they are.
I don't know.
Tonga! I don't know either, but I do know this, that if you feel better because you found a safety sticker on your hoverboard, it probably isn't real. I mean, anybody can make a sticker.
That is true. And they're not specifying what the UL stands for.
They're not.
On that sticker, it could be a completely different company that is also on the island where they made up everything.
And also has UL in a circle. Mm-hmm. That, you can't
copyright
trade,
that.
Like, you can't own the U. You can't own the L. You can't own a circle. Who do you think you are? Come on. Yeah, so your house is probably on fire right now. Better
but
go
the
and
sticker
check.
Did not burn.
The sticker's fireproof.
Instead of the next Worst of the Riot clip, Obadiah has a special presentation for you.
I ever tell you about my Star Trek script? The Enterprise is 5 parsecs out of Rigel 12.
On second thought, here's that Worst of the Riot clip after all.
Lots of NFL action over the weekend that we haven't talked about yet.
I know that we, it's like you don't even need to sometimes watch the games because people,
Twitter takes care of everything.
People tend to not post a lot during the week, but then once your game starts on the weekend, you've done an entire week's worth of posting in, you know, a couple hours.
That's true. So the Patriots beat the Chiefs, the Panthers beat the Seahawks, the Broncos beat the Steelers. And Zach's here to talk to us about the Cardinals beating the Packers.
Which you
yes,
are,
they did.
You are a diehard Packers
fan. I am a
fan.
Yes, devout Packers fan. Yes.
How do you become a Green Bay Packers fan? You're not from Green Bay?
No, I'm not. But my dad is from Wisconsin, and so that kind of takes over.
It was close enough.
It was, yeah. Well, he was growing up a Packer fan.
Is
and
a cheesehead?
Yes, dude. We have so many cheeseheads in our basement. It's insane. I was, if we won, or even if we were going to even make a run to the Super Bowl, I was thinking about bringing a cheesehead
into
the studio.
Yeah,
but we didn't make it there, so maybe next year.
I have cheese at home.
No, this is different. This isn't like some artisan cheese.
Have you ever seen a cheesehead before?
I mean, do you eat it?
No.
Yes, I know what a cheesehead is. Okay, so Zach, you said there was major drama surrounding this game, and Nikki, I mean, I saw people, I love how social media
Twitter was all over it.
Yeah, it turns into how you yell at the ref. Like, the ref, you can't actually yell at him, but if I yell on Twitter, maybe he'll hear it.
Like, he's going to get it.
Right, so what happened?
I'll see it later through the feedback. Well, what happened, well, first of all, Green Bay was playing Arizona. Earlier this year, they lost 38-8, so already I was thinking, they're not going to win
right
at all. But it actually turned down to 2 Hail Marys that actually got them to tie the game, to put it into overtime. And by then, we were like, yes, there is a chance. We could win this,
this
game.
Oh,
it went into overtime, so our emotions were up. And on a Hail Mary,
yeah.
And it was a success. So everyone in our basement was just standing up, cheering, crying, all that stuff.
Everywhere.
She said everywhere. We were like, yes, we can do this. And then it went into overtime, and Arizona just
and no, you can't do
put
it.
The dagger in there.
Aww.
And we did not. So being a Packers fan, this happens every year, especially in the playoffs. The past 3 times we've been knocked out of the playoffs, overtime.
Well, I like how you
and
still you
every
still
time.
Had heart and still thought maybe. You still had a positive thoughts.
This sounds
really,
like,
you should just be like more realistic going into it.
Well, I was expecting to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way Green Bay does it, it hurts.
It hurts every time.
It hurts because, like, oh, yes, we have a chance. Maybe there's hope. And then they crush it every time.
There's no hope. So I want to know how many guys in your basement on, was that Saturday?
Yes, it was Saturday.
Okay.
It was actually like a family night.
Okay,
so
a family night.
Our whole family, some extended family, and it was pretty intense.
Okay. How many people cried when it was over?
At least 2 to 3.
Aww.
I was not one of them.
You're fascinated
because
by that recently.
Because I was kind of expecting it.
I am
fascinated. Obi keeps asking people, it's like, do you cry with football?
Well, I am amazed by how many people I ask them, do you cry about football? And the answer is yes.
Yes.
That's the part that gets me. If the answer was no, that question would get weird after a while. But I keep getting people like, yep, I cried.
Here's
like,
the thing.
What?
Here's the thing. I have cried in the past, but after so many years of hurt, I'm like over it. I'm almost numb to the fact now.
Yeah, well. So
but you're still a
no
Packers
crying.
Fan.
Still a Packers fan. We're going to, you know, do it again next year. Maybe get a little farther. Injuries won't kill us. It should be solid.
Zach has no more tears to cry, Nikki. He's cried all the tears already.
That's just his speech. That's what you got to say when you follow
your...
You
say this every year.
Yeah, you follow
your
team.
I mean, it's a rehearsal.
Actually, that's the other thing I hear from NFL fans all the time. Every year this happens.
But they still keep going.
You keep... So, like, at some point, it's just like... look, forget it. I'm going to start rooting for the Patriots.
That's what you do with college football.
No, I keep rooting for the Buckeyes.
Well, Buckeyes are, there's a couple of key teams that, you know, you're diehard fans.
It is true. It is true. Well, Zach, I'm glad to hear that you didn't cry.
Aww.
I'm glad to still be here, to show up to work, you know, and everything. So
you can still make it.
It didn't hurt that much.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Best of luck next year. And I'm sure we'll have this conversation in
just
a year.
Put your cheese heads away till next season.
Or I'll bring it in next year for good luck.
That's
How about
true.
That?
Yeah, you can do that.
That's right. You should start wearing the cheese head now all the way until next year.
You just never. It's like how players like don't change their socks or
That's
something
right.
during the whole season.
You never take the cheese head off.
You just listened to some of the worst of the Riot. But there's more where that came from.
I know. I checked. Online.
Get the full experience at riot.radiou.com.
So this morning it occurred to me as I was laying on the floor and then eventually sitting up with my eyes closed, like punching at the air. I've been like shadow boxing because here's what I figured out is that like if I can get my arms moving, that gets my heart rate up and it kind of wakes me up.
So you start, you know, getting up out of the closet.
Yeah, but here's the thing, like it's not working anymore. Like, it was working for a couple of days, but now it's like my body's just like, nope.
It's wise to it.
Like nice try. Like, that's a great idea. We see what you did there, but it's not working. So, how many years have you been getting up? Obviously, it depends on how old you are, but you've been at this for a while now, okay? How come we don't have it down? Because by now,
you should be fine.
Like, we should be really good at this. Like, well, you know what? I've been getting up. Like, okay, let's just say 5 years. Like, I've been getting up for 5 years now. I know how to do it. It's not a problem. Instead, I'm laying there on the floor, moaning, waving my arms in the air. It's like I've never gotten up before. It's like that's never happened. Like, I went to sleep for the first time last night, and this morning when my alarm went off, it was just like, what is this?
How early is this?
I don't know. What's happening?
Maybe that means your body clock is really against the times that we use for the show.
I don't know what it is. I just know that I should be better at this by now. I've been doing it for too long to not have
to still be in the closet sleeping in the morning.
Like I should not
get up.
I should have acquired some level of, if not expertise, at least competence.
You shouldn't be surprised at it.
Right.
Like, you should just be like, okay, that's how it is.
Instead, again, this morning, like, it was this haze of, like, pain and discomfort and unhappiness and unsureness. And it honestly, almost crying because it was just like, I just want to go back to bed. Why can't we just go back to bed? Why is it like...
I have no idea.
I should be past that.
I know. You should have gone past it a while ago.
Many years ago. The practice, like I've been practicing. By now it should be like, oh, this is
easy.
You
should be getting up earlier than your alarm ready to seize the day.
That's right.
Should be like, all right, well, this is how it is. We're getting up.
That's right. I really think I need to move.
But instead...
flailing my arms,
yeah,
et cetera,
just to try to get yourself moving.
Yeah, I get that.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that you had a difficult morning in the start of a brand new day.
I know. So we got to get something figured out, guys. Like something.
This can't be it.
No, I think what it comes down to is this. By now, like if I was a professional like singer or something, and after all these years, I still couldn't do it, it would be like, hey, it's time to quit. I think it's time for me to stop getting up. I just can't do it very well. Like, I'm terrible at it. I'm the worst. I keep trying every day, and technically I'm getting it done, but it's a sad showing, and it's time for me to move on to another profession, like something that doesn't require getting up.
Well, at least not until way later in the day.
I mean, yeah, because, man...
Since you enjoy listening to Obadiah and Nikki when they aren't even here, maybe you should follow them on Twitter. Find their feeds and more on the Riot page at RadioU.com.
Yesterday we heard from Tex and a few other people about the new flavor of Oreos.
Ooh.
That's supposed to be in stores basically now.
If we find them.
Yeah, the cinnamon bun Oreo. Mm-hmm.
Does it have a description? Like, is it a cinnamon cookie, or is the filling just cinnamon bun flavor?
Well, here's what it says on the packaging itself. It says cinnamon bun Oreo, and it has a picture of a cinnamon bun and then an Oreo with, like, you know how they have the, like, white or vanilla-ish colored
cream filling?
Well, the cream filling, but also the cookie. Like, they have the chocolate cookie and then, like, the vanilla look.
Yeah.
But this is a cinnamon cookie.
Oh, and then the icing on the center?
Yes. That sounds all right.
I guess it could work. Cinnamon buns, I wish I liked them more, but... Man.
When you get a good one...
Well, yeah, then it's great, but, like, if you put two or three items in front of me and a cinnamon bun was one and, like, a piece of cake was another.
Well, you know.
I mean, there's certain levels where you're like, well, if I can only pick one, it's usually not going to be the cinnamon bun.
Dude, my friend's mom would make them. They were frozen, but she would let them, like, thaw or whatever and bake them fresh in the oven. Unreal, man. Like, it shouldn't have been as good as it was. And then, of course, Cinnabon, that's pretty good. I'm not going to lie to you. You get a good Cinnabon going.
Pretty bad for you, but pretty good. Well, you're not supposed to think about it.
I mean, we're talking about Oreos. I don't know if you've ever really taken a good look at Oreos.
Yeah, but, I mean, the calorie content must be less than a big cinnamon bun.
I'm sure that it is.
I wonder if you could warm up the Oreo, too. Just a little bit, so that it would taste like a warm cinnamon bun.
I don't think I've ever warmed up an Oreo.
I don't know if you could. Like, will it...
I assure you that you can.
Will it stand up? Because you can warm up Kit Kats. Like, there's certain Kit Kats that you're supposed to bake, and, like, that's the taste for them.
What?
There's baked Kit Kats.
Where did you hear that?
Everybody knows about them.
No, they don't. I've never heard that in my life.
From Japan, you bake them, and then that's what you eat. They're baked Kit Kats.
To be clear, this is not scorn. I'm not saying, like, no, you can, or I hate you for bringing it up. Like, I'm game for it.
I just assumed you would have known about them.
I've never heard of that in my life.
Yeah, you just put them in usually, what, like an oven on foil, and then they bake up, and that's it.
I'll eat that.
It's like a toasted Kit Kat.
Hey, man, we haven't talked about anything yet that I'm not approving.
That you're not going, please, no. Like, you can't bake just Kit Kats, but, like, this is specific ones that are able to be baked.
Okay. Well, I'm game for that. We'll try it.
So we'll try it with an Oreo.
Yeah, cinnamon bun Oreo. My only question is in reality, is it just a cinnamon Oreo?
Probably.
Because
a little bit of icing.
Where's the bun flavor coming from? I don't think there is any. I think there's no bun flavor. I think it's cinnamon. And they're like, hey, you know what's better than cinnamon? A cinnamon bun. Here, put the picture on there. People will think it's a thing.
It's fine. Their mind will do the rest.
Yeah, you just...
And taste the bun.
Yeah, so it's all part of their Wonder Vault campaign. So they're leaning on Disney Home Video or whatever, where it's like, oh, this is going in the vault, so you got to get it now. And they have the cinnamon bun Oreos that are out now, and then sometime... Well, I guess by February, that's not that far away, you'll have the red velvet Oreos.
Oh, those will be back.
Back.
Oh. Now, those were good.
I will tell you.
Those are some good Oreos right there.
You were really onto something there.
That
was something.
Out of all the limited edition flavors that we have ever tried, and we've tried a lot of them, the Oreo red velvet ones were... Those were something special.
You guys did it, all right? You really did it.
But we'll have to do a taste test on the cinnamon bun. So let us know if you come across them.
Yeah, if you see them in the wild, text us, email us, 877-2-RADIO-U.
Just call right away.
And
we'll go on out and take care of it.
In fact, you know what? Drop what you're doing. Drive them in.
Well, we made it.
You have no idea what I've just been through.
If you want to subject yourself to more torture, you can find even more Riot clips online at riot.radiou.com.
Nikki, let's talk about this. Somebody passed along to me this Reddit forum that was like worst reasons for breaking up with people.
Yeah.
Some of these reasons for breaking up with people are absolutely fantastic.
Well, you're getting to the season where a lot of people will break up before Valentine's Day because they don't want to buy a present. So
actually, that's one of the ones listed.
You're getting close to that time of the year.
It's one of my favorites. It was a few days before Valentine's Day, and I didn't want to go through the trouble of getting her anything.
That's a common one.
Boom. So there's your breakup. Other ones. The guy found out that his girlfriend's glasses had no prescription.
What?
So they were just
vanity things?
They were just like, hey, I'm wearing these glasses because I like the way they look.
So he broke up with her?
He broke up with her. I don't know. I mean, it does kind of, she's a big liar, right?
I don't think, though, that's a relationship breaker.
I don't know. What else is she lying about?
Well, does he have glasses? Like, did he take it personally?
I don't know. He didn't say that, but... You know, glasses are not an accessory. You understand that, right?
It can be. Sunglasses.
Nope. It's not what it is. I mean, that's like walking around with crutches for fun.
Sad to get all the way there, didn't you? Like, glasses to that. Yes. I got, okay.
Here, I got this cane, you know, because I like the way it looks.
Well.
Okay. Okay. I broke up with someone because my friends thought she was ugly.
Oh, that's mean.
Well, I mean, that's rough because, like, does it really bother? Does it matter what your friends think? I broke up with this girl because her hands bothered me.
You didn't know that going in before you started the relationship?
I don't know. Maybe she wasn't moisturizing.
Maybe. Well, you let yourself go.
In the winter, you know, that can be a real bother. I saw photos of him in junior high. So embarrassing.
Oh, come on.
Broke up because of pictures from junior high? That's rough. I didn't like how he added hashtags to all of his Instagram pictures.
That's great.
My girlfriend's house smelled like a dentist's office, right? My boyfriend was unable to drive a stick shift. You think people are just making this up, or would you really break up with somebody for that?
Maybe that led to an argument, and then came the breakup.
I don't know. This one, again, there's a bunch, but one woman said that her boyfriend always bragged about lifting weights, but when he needed to pick her up, he couldn't. She weighed 90 pounds.
Oh, okay.
So.
He should have.
Actually lifted weights.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
A lot of this stuff I feel like can be. Really, the other person's lying or fibbing.
You think so?
Yes, and then that leads to breaking up.
See, man, I was the worst at breaking up. I always felt like, you know what? That's not fair to them. You shouldn't break up. I'd be in a relationship forever. Because it's like, but I don't really like them anymore. Well, that's not a good enough reason to break up with them.
He was the nice one who also carried all the baggage after another relationship.
It happens. It's fine. I'm not a good breaker-upper. I needed to meet with these people and have a good, like an in-between.
Yeah.
Where it was just like, all right, maybe the stick shift thing is not good enough, but the glasses one I can see.
I was always the person where we never really like officially broke up. We just kind of drifted apart and we all just kind of knew it. So you never really had to have the talk.
You never had to have the talk?
No, it was just like, okay, bye. Bye now.
I've had a lot of the talk.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That's awkward.
Like, hey, thanks for buying me dinner, but you're just not good enough for me.
It's not you. It's me.
Yeah. No, it's you.
It's you. That's why. But remember, you are getting closer to Valentine's Day, so moisturize and make sure your glasses have prescriptions in it, and just...
No, screw that noise. Like, just do something you want to do for Valentine's Day. Like,
well, I just meant so that you're not apparently going to break up with someone before then.
Yeah, if somebody breaks up because your hands are too rough because you're not moisturizing...
Then that was not a good person to begin with.
You're out. If somebody breaks up because your glasses are fake, take the glasses off. You're a liar.
The riot's not really here, but it was still kind of funny, wasn't it? Keep listening for more Worst of the Riot or get the full experience right now at riot.radiou.com.
I gotta tell you, like, just real talk between you and me.
That's all we ever, it's always real.
I love French fries a lot. Like, they're so good.
And any type, too.
I mean, it takes... you to actively try to make a French fry bad. Like, you have to really work at making it bad, because a French fry, even at its worst,
there's still something amazing.
There's still something beautiful about a French fry. It's so good. In fact, I will plan, like, some people might be going out to lunch and it's like, can I get fries there? No, I'm not going. Forget it. Not that interested.
So fries more than even chicken fingers for you? Because I know that's your other, like, it thing.
I mean, like, I love chicken fingers,
but
sure.
Fries but fries are, like, more just, like, across the board.
But I mean, like, if we're going somewhere and, like, I know they have really good French fries, I want to go there.
You're excited?
Yeah, like, I'm in. Like, the French fry is a great thing. And I have mixed emotions about what's happening in Japan right now to the French fry at McDonald's. And that is that McDonald's Japan is serving up French fries that are covered in chocolate.
Now, I think this is a limited time only thing, but
it
basically
is.
You have the McDonald's French fry that'll be drizzled with different types of chocolate. This could be amazing, though, if you like chocolate covered
potato chips.
Potato chips.
Yeah.
Because if you haven't had chocolate with, like, something salty, It actually is pretty good.
I had, where was I? Somebody busted open a bag of Lay's wavy chocolate covered potato chips. And I actually thought, like, I don't think that sounds very good.
But when you actually taste it,
I will tell you,
it's pretty good.
It's better than I thought it would be. In fact, so often I say to people, it wasn't as good as I wanted it to be. That bag of wavy chocolate covered potato chips, it was as good as I wanted it to be.
And if you throw in a McDonald's fry, that's normally a lot of people's crutch when it comes to fries because, I mean, your childhood right there, you just have to go back to them.
Hey, the McDonald's french fry is sublime.
It's a classic.
In its beauty.
So I think it's interesting. I would want to try it.
I would totally give it a shot. There are over 36,000 locations worldwide. And it looks like there are somewhere just north of 3,000, if I'm understanding this correctly, locations in Japan. That can't be right. That's too many.
That seems like a lot.
That's too many.
That does seem like a lot.
This article that I'm looking at, that
might not be correct.
There's just no way that's right.
Who knows? Maybe they love it.
I don't know, but they're going to be called the McChoco Potato, and they are they're drizzled in chocolate and white chocolate.
Come on, U.S. McDonald's, let's do this. That'd be perfect for Valentine's.
I agree with you, but here's my question. Okay, now, these photos, like, there's a little thing of french fries, and they're drizzled in chocolate and white chocolate. But, and you can't tell from the photo, like, in this photo, next to it, you have chunks of, like, milk chocolate, white chocolate, whatever, kind of sitting there. But in the end, are they basically just putting Hershey syrup on some fries? Because if that's what they're doing, I don't think that sounds very good.
Well, if they're saying it's different types of chocolate, then I think it's probably a little bit more gourmet than that. But it is just drizzled chocolate syrup.
Well, okay.
But Hershey's has a taste to it.
Right.
And I don't think that's it. Because if it was, they'd be saying Hershey's.
Right. But I mean, you can get like off-brand syrup at the store or whatever. I want that chocolate to solidify on the fry.
I think it will.
Okay. If it's that, I'm in.
Yeah. Just like with a potato chip dipped in chocolate, it kind of crusts over and becomes hard. It's delicious.
That's what I'm going to need for this to work for me, Nikki. So if you want to get McDonald's Japan on the phone, I can talk to them about it. But that's the way this works. If they do it any other way,
it's not working.
They're doing it wrong. So I'm sure they're listening right now and taking notes.
They always do. I mean, they appreciate your opinion every time you have one.
We should get some fries soon.
You thought that was good. Seriously, what is wrong with you? You can find some decent Riot clips online at riot.radiou.com.
And I'll have the number 8.
That's a party platter. It serves 12 people.
I know what I'm about, son.
Riot.
This is how it should be for our taste tests.
I wonder if the Riot will like the new Oreos.
Well, you never know.
You don't know till you try.
There's been a few we have not liked.
That's actually true.
But that's normally like the fruit-flavored ones.
All right, let's open up the... Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. Let me just take two of these before I pass them to Nikki, because the smell alone was worth the price of admission.
So this is the new flavor for the Valentine's Day, sort of February season. It's the Oreo cinnamon bun, cinnamon cookie,
Yeah, Oreo. And they said that they'll also, before Valentine's Day, they'll put the red velvet ones back out.
Oh, the smell is good.
Isn't it amazing?
That lends itself to the cinnamon cookie really, really well.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well,
so the idea is that the cookie is cinnamon and then the filling is supposed to be
like the icing.
Yeah. I don't know if they've changed up the flavor or not, but let's go ahead and shall we?
Well, I guess if we have to eat a cookie, I guess we have to. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on.
Well, that's actually really good. The cookie's really good.
Uh-huh.
I like the cookie a lot. And it's not too, it's not too much.
No. And you know what? They really have managed to get, whatever the heck the stuff is that you put on top of a cinnamon roll. The icing?
Yeah.
I taste that.
Yeah. But again, it's not too much. It doesn't taste too artificial.
No.
Even though this is artificial.
I don't taste it at first. I feel like that's the last taste.
Yeah. Oh, that is very, again, that little kick in the little aftertaste tank. It's actually really delicious.
Uh-huh.
Good job on that one.
Yeah, this is better than brushing your teeth, ma'am.
I know. What a hearty and healthy breakfast we've had. You want the bag back, too?
No, I don't.
You just have your two.
I think I better stop on this second cookie because, oh, yeah.
I'm impressed. That's actually really good tasting.
Yeah, they did a good job because, as Nikki said, we've had some ones that
Well, a lot of times
struggled.
When you they give you so much of whatever the flavor is supposed to be.
Right.
You get such an artificial taste of it, and then it just, there's some sort of lingering aftertaste that's never too pleasant. But that's good.
I just broke it open and went straight for the icing.
How was that?
Oh, it's good.
Is it good?
Yeah. I mean, the flavor, it's not like, it's not super strong, but it's there.
It's there. It's subtle.
Yeah.
Like
our,
well.
Like our show.
Look at that. We liked a cookie.
Yeah. Who would have thought?
So surprised. That is the new Oreo cookie, the cinnamon bun ones.
I love tuning in to hear you guys eat. It's my favorite part.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Well, we got to give them what they want.
Give the people what they want. You guys probably want our cookie. Well, you can't have it.
Think of the worst thing in the world. Okay, now listen to a clip of the worst of the riot. That way it won't seem quite as terrible.
Speaking of food, and we never do, I want you to know that my personal life is exactly the way you think it is.
Games, movies, the Mountain Dew,
everything.
And chicken fingers, all that stuff rolled into one. That's him.
Yesterday, I found myself by the mall, and I was like, you know what? Just driving by the mall makes me exhausted because I hate it so much. I actually had to go in. I went in and did some stuff in the mall. So I came out and I was like, you know what? It's still happy hour at Sonic.
Oh my God.
So I rolled over to Sonic for happy hour and got myself a cherry Diet Dr. Pepper. And then I discovered something else that I was really excited about. Nationwide yesterday, it was corn dog day at Sonic.
Wow, what do you do?
All corn dogs were 50 cents.
That's a holiday. You have to celebrate.
So I sat there for the previous, I sat there for a moment. I was like, okay, obviously I'm getting a corn dog. That's not, okay, that's not the question. The question I have to answer now is how many corn dogs am I getting? And then I started thinking about like, okay, do I want a corn dog for now and then a corn dog for later? Do I want two corn dogs now and then maybe one for later? Do I want one now and then two or three for later?
Did you mention they were on sale or something?
50 cents.
50 cents. Wow.
50 cents, guys. I mean,
it's practically
that's the kind
walking
of thing,
to the car.
Do you get 10 of them and then put them in the freezer?
Yeah.
And then, you know, get them out and just throw them in the oven from time to time. I don't know. And I ended up, this is the sad part, I just got one.
Oh, disappointing.
Like, I was like, you know what? I'll just have a corn dog and
your
my Diet Dr. Pepper
concoction.
And we'll call it a New Year's resolution. So we'll just get out of there while we still can. So I decided when I was in the midst of this to text Hudson, who is my secret corn dog friend, who also really likes corn dogs from...
I didn't know that about him.
Well, you know
what,
Nikki?
Now it's not a secret anymore.
If every once in a while you would hang out with us lowly people, you might learn a few things about some of your fellow staff members. And so I texted...
I'm sorry. I guess I thought I wasn't invited into the corn dog club.
Well, you know what? You go sit at the vegan table and see how much conversation there is there.
We don't get a day.
Party of one. Check, please.
Whatever.
So I texted Hudson. I was like, hey, man, corn dogs are 50 cents today. And he was like, oh, yeah, I know. I meant to text you earlier.
How many did he have?
This is where it gets way more interesting. He's like, yeah, don't eat it. I can't remember what he said. Something effective like, I don't want to tell you how many I ate. And I was like, well, now you're going to have to tell me. So he waited a long time to text me back, and I can only imagine that he was just...
You just see the dot, dot, dots, like you know he's texting, but it's not coming through yet.
It's like he wants to, but he just doesn't want to tell you. I want you to know that yesterday, Hudson had... How many do you... Wait, all right. How many do you think that Hudson
at
ate 50 yesterday?
50 cents a piece. One, yeah. Two, three, maybe four.
Higher.
Six.
Higher.
Eight
Hudson
corn
had
dogs.
Eight corn dogs. Now, you wanted to emphasize...
In one day?
Yeah, but in one sitting.
One sitting.
You wanted to emphasize that's all he had to eat.
All
that
day?
That was it. All day. That was
good,
all he had.
Because his body can't take any more than that. Hudson!
I told him that he
did... Eight corn dogs?
He's like, yeah, I have a problem. And I said, no, you have a tapeworm.
I just wonder if Sonic was like, no, we can't possibly sell you that many. That's unhealthy.
No, they probably were like, well, there's probably four or five people in the car.
You get like the pile of napkins and like eight forks because they assume there's a bunch of people.
You need some plates? We got it in a party platter for
that's,
you.
That's like when you order food and they assume and it looks like it's for a bunch of people. You're like, no, that's just for me.
You know what I think? I imagine that Corn Dog Day at Sonic
that's
is a
lightweight, probably.
It's a lonely day. Yeah. Just a lot of people that haven't gotten out in a while, they're making it over to Sonic.
Well, congratulations, Hudson, for being amazing. And you got in the game.
Yeah, I mean, I played.
But just with one corn dog. But you also got a soda, and that fills your stomach up. So that's that's those empty calories we talk about.
Well, yeah, because the corn dog's full calories. They're the kind you want.
Yours is just the liquid calories.
Oh, my gosh.
Anybody else can eat corn dogs yesterday? Can you beat Hudson's 8 corn dogs?
I don't know. And you know what? If you can, are you able to dial to tell us?
Like, yes, you use your corn dog
you
stick.
You can't.
That's what it's there for.
That's all I'm typing is with this corn dog stick. I'm texting you.
Your fingers are not working at that point. Will your corn dog stick work on a touchpad?
No, that's why you've got to do it from your computer. Because the reality of it is that you can't feel your fingers anymore.
No, well, that'll come back.
Yeah, well.
That's the sodium.
You just got to do a little purge. So you get yourself some French fries and cheese sticks. That'll even it out.
It'll be fine.
This is the worst of the riot.
No, go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
Let's face it. Gasoline's expensive. Okay. It used to be expensive.
I was going to say, not really anymore. Now it's time you can actually drive your car.
But let's face it. You could be giving someone away and someone would try to steal it. Feel like here you can have this. Look the other way. I'm going to take this. You can have it. No, don't give it to me. I want to steal it. Like, that's the way people are. And that's what ended up happening in, they weren't giving this away, but in Laverton, Western Australia, they had some thieves that needed to get some gasoline, and they saw a charter bus that was idling somewhere, and they were like, dude, they'll never notice. So they went ahead, they took the cap off, they got a siphoning hose, and
took out the gas?
Yeah.
And maybe in Australia, gas is not as low as we're experiencing here.
It may not be, because part of what's happening with the dropping price of gas is the price of the dollar. It's actually complicated, but... So these particular guys, they're siphoning it out. And if you ever have siphoned out anything, whether it's gasoline or maybe you're trying to get some water out of a fish tank.
Really?
I don't know anything about that.
No! Oh, did you get any water in your mouth?
Maybe.
Oh, that's fish poop water.
Yeah.
That's so gross.
You can't eat.
I know that's the ocean, but still.
Yeah, you've rubbed your whole body in it.
Still, it's so concentrated.
You know, with enough years of Listerine, your tooth enamel and the taste of that water
I don't know
will
what would be worse,
away.
Siphoning and getting gas in your, which one of our former employees got a mouthful of
gas.
That when he was trying to siphon something out of one of our station vehicles, and then you or the fish tank. I don't know what's worse.
I have one for you. See, charter buses, Nikki, they don't just have.
They don't
just have
no.
Gas tanks on the bus. They've got some other tanks too.
No. Is it cold in here? Is it cold? It's cold to me. I got goosebumps.
But I'm still hot. It's still hot.
No, yeah, you're right. It's hot and cold. No.
Yep. So they were siphoning it, and then they got a mouthful of something else. When they realized that they were siphoning the wrong tank.
I'm sorry, I don't hear you.
Yeah. So.
That's not true.
The great thing is that they.
He learned his lesson.
Oh, they learned their lesson, but they still got arrested. So.
I think the officer should let him go. That was punishment enough. I mean, that is lesson learned.
Yeah, so they actually...
How did you get that mistake?
I don't know. If you just don't know the inner workings. I'll tell you what, for sure, if you do end up in a siphoning situation, you should definitely make your friend do it.
Yeah, oh, good call on that.
Shouldn't be you.
Like, he has to go first.
You guys are going to go steal some petrol, then go ahead and get that guy. You know what? I actually misspoke. I thought that they had gotten the guys. They didn't.
Oh, they're looking for them?
Yeah. Well, I don't think they're looking that hard.
Again, I mean, lesson learned.
I think you could either go to the store and see who just bought bleach, or you could just go to the hospital and see who. It's not just the physical scarring. It's the mental scarring that's going to follow.
Oh, yeah, that person.
Like, they're not the same after that.
No. A lot of them has died. You know, yeah. Some people are like, a little, a part of me died.
Yeah.
But a lot.
Nobody's kissing you again either. Like, if they ever find out that it's you.
But remember, we talked about, if something so traumatic happened to you, like, would you be open about it and people are like, oh, that's you? Or would you just take that to your grave? Like, you can never tell people what happened.
I'm taking it. Well, I'm probably telling everybody because I can't.
Oh, you have that.
I can't.
You just have that about you.
But I think that given different circumstances, I'm not telling anybody.
Okay, like you could get married and then your grandkids and all that stuff. And then on your deathbed that you finally tell people what happened.
Yeah. It's like that time I killed that guy. I refused. I don't tell anybody about it. I'm taking that secret to the grave.
Ever wonder how Obadiah spends his days off?
It's just me in a castle. I got to fight like 1,000 wizards. The only way to beat him is to punch him as hard as I can in their faces.
And while he does that, you can enjoy this Worst of the Riot clip.
Nikki, if you and I are ever in space and like we're rocketing off towards whatever, if the choice is that I didn't make it because of the whatever, but or I can be the last one alive, I'm good.
You want to be
I want to be the guy that you end up eating to stay alive. I don't want to be.
You don't want to continue on. You'll sacrifice whatever so that I can make it.
Well, no, I don't want to make that decision. No. You're not getting it. I want to be the guy that thinks, like really early on in the show, the guy that thinks everything is fine and then all of a sudden something happens and he's just dead.
Yeah.
I want to be that guy.
Okay.
Because I want to be us in the spaceship and everything's going great and whatever. But like if one of us has to live through the terror of watching all of it unfold.
Oh, you want it to be me.
Yeah.
I see. Because you think I can handle it or...
I just don't want to have to handle it.
Don't want to. You are such a great friend.
You know what?
Which is why I look forward to our trip to space together.
No, but if you think about it, and I wasn't thinking about it until we listened to that Devil Wears Prada song.
Because of the no survivors part?
No, there was one survivor.
Well, yeah, one survivor.
Now see, if there was no survivors, we don't even need to have this conversation.
No,
we're fine,
just,
whatever.
There's the one survivor.
Yeah. I just want to be the guy that like... His sleep chamber, he never woke up. He was just frozen the whole time.
We've already stated, I'm not going to space. I don't think I'm claustrophobic, but I feel like being in a spaceship and then the thought of being in space and then if something were to happen, like you got sick or there was an emergency and you can't get down fast, that freaks me out.
How about this, Nikki? There is no down.
Well, if you could eventually, like if you could get back to Earth and back to what you were comfortable with, man, I'd be like, let me out now. And I just, whatever away.
Every once in a while, I think about the guy, and I mean, every one of the Apollo missions ended up having one, but the ones where we land on the moon, and then you've got the guys in the lander, but you've got one guy in the capsule who's just orbiting the moon. That's what he does. So he goes... like around the dark side of the moon and for however many minutes cannot have any contact with anyone. And he's in the complete dark because he's on the other side of the moon.
Can't do it. Won't do it.
Nightmare fuel.
Will not do it.
Like it would take, he's just in there thinking like, I'm singing to myself and I'm singing and I'm in this store and I'm singing. I just trying to make sure people know I'm still here. Right?
Well, now I can't listen to the Devil Wears Prada song without thinking about I'm singing.
Yeah. Well, see, that's what they're doing. It's like, there was one survivor! It's me! Or it's going to be Nikki, because I'm going to be the guy. You know what? On second thought, I'm not even going to go. I don't want to be the guy to die first.
I won't even show up.
I'll just be the land guy that, you know how in you see launch videos and there's people waving? Like, I'll just wave for you. And then, Nikki, when you come back... I want you to know that I'm going to buy you lunch.
Thanks.
Because you've been through a lot.
Thanks so much.
You've been through a lot.
Oh, I love our partnership.
Yeah. Well, I mean, don't say I don't care. Like, I care.
Just not enough.
Some. I care some.
You're about to listen to more Worst of the Riot. It won't be your worst decision today.
I just found a bag of fireworks in the men's restroom. Would you guys like to light them off?
Volvo, you know, the car company. They got a little announcement they want to make, guys. In 2020, or by 2020, that's in 4 years.
They want to no longer use artificial food coloring in any of their cars.
Nailed it. How did you do that?
Well, it seems like the same announcement that all the other food companies are making, but now in car form.
They say by 2020, they're going to build a death-proof car.
What's that mean?
Well, I'll tell you my first thought, and I know I'm not the only one, but I'm close. Was anybody else like, you mean that car from the Quentin Tarantino movie? Because that's like a Dodge Charger. I don't think that makes any sense.
Well, then they mean more like it's got a lot of safety features.
They mean they think that they can begin to build cars where there will be no fatal crashes at all. Now, they say that if you're stupid, that's not their fault. But they're saying, like, if you're out there driving defensively, they say with new technology that you're getting in cars where they're detecting other cars stopping and all this stuff, that they feel like they can put an end to fatal crashes. And I just want to say, I don't want to be in that car.
The Volvo car?
Yeah.
How come?
Because, I mean, it could just be a myth. I don't know. But what did we say about the Titanic? It's unsinkable. There's no way. It's absolutely not. And then like 3 days later, they're like, well, who knew,
are
right?
You, okay, wait. I want you to walk with me. Sometimes when you get in what I feel like is these moods.
I'm not in a mood. This
are
is
you,
my...
Are you sick? Are you feeling a little under the weather? Has something not hit you yet? Because you just get this boyish grin on any time you talk about anything.
I didn't want to talk about it. I'm just trying to make it through. Here's my thing.
I just feel like this is the other Obi.
Well, this is how I feel about these cars. When they say it, I was like, oh, we fixed it. It's done. No one's ever going to die in these cars. I feel like what is immediately going to happen is the seatbelt won't come undone, and then the car just catches fire. That's what I feel like is destined to happen. Now, look, tell me, hey, we got a 99% safety rating.
Yeah.
We're very, very confident in this car. Like, we feel great about sending it out, and we feel like it is one of the safest cars we've ever built. Great. That sounds great. But when you tell me that your car is death proof, then I got to tell you what happens for me. I got a little something that goes off in my mind.
And then you're worried. You're extra worried.
I feel like you're too sure about this. And what we all need to have is just a little bit of, let's call it humility. We feel we've built something wonderful and we're hoping for the best. Now that feels honest to me.
Yeah, that I like a little bit more.
Death proof feels like hubris, Volvo. Just like a little bit. And you might not even mean it that way. But I don't feel good about that statement.
And here Volvo was like, listen, we're trying our best. We're trying to do well. And
that's fine. That's fine. But
he just doesn't like the wording.
I'm not happy with the wording.
What you should be doing right now is hunting your next meal out of doors. Since you're not,
you might as well listen to the Worst of the Riot.
If you ever wonder what exactly are they doing with all that money that you're paying in college tuition, well, it goes to a lot of things. It goes towards paying the college president far more than they should. It goes towards all those statues that they feel educational institutions must have in order for you to be educated.
And they're paying far more than they should for those statues.
It also sometimes goes towards research, though a lot of that money does come from grants. Like, for example, are you familiar with this particular study from Gregor Larson? Cultural and scientific perceptions of human-chicken interactions?
How humans interact with chickens? Mm-hmm. That got a study? Calm it down.
There it is.
Calm it down.
Well, I just started
to get
excited.
You're not supposed to talk about it.
But you think that's what it is?
Yeah, your body's like,
The chicken lobby is trying to wrap their fingers around my neck.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, this cultural and scientific perceptions of human-chicken interactions has led to all sorts of fascinating details to the point where they're saying that the early chicken, was domesticated probably about 10,000 years ago. Maybe 7,000 years. They can't be entirely sure.
Domesticated, like you have a little chicken coop, like a little chicken house?
Well, I think maybe...
Or inside the house.
I think they mean like for eggs and stuff.
Oh, okay.
But they say that mankind, at least according to this study and some archaeological digs done in Israel, they think we really didn't start to eat chickens like big time until about 2,200 years ago. So
that was when the hot bird started happening. Rotisserie chicken.
Here's what I imagine. The chicken who has been domesticated and has been enjoying his time there in the homes of human beings
giving
everywhere.
Eggs, yes.
He's just walking past the fire when he trips and falls. No one notices as they're not in the house.
But
and
when they
come
home,
in, they're like, something smells delicious.
What happened?
What is that?
And then you realize that your little chicken...
Mommy, Noreen has fallen into the fire. Is that what I smell?
And then they're like, well, let's just try it. I mean, she's gone already, so we might as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then the chicken happened.
And once somebody was like, well, we don't want her to go to waste, took a little nibble, and all of a sudden, everything for chickens... changed.
Then you couldn't go back out to the egg area and look at them the same.
Heavens,
because then they all looked great.
They all looked delicious. And my thought was, when I was doing this, is, you know, I have been spending a lot of time in my time travel research, and so it just goes to show you that when I do in fact build my time machine, if I decide to go back anywhere past, you know, 200 BC. I'm going to need to take some frozen chicken fingers with me.
You need to make sure, and honey mustard.
Now, I'll tell you what.
They won't know anything about that.
I might be able to make a killing in ancient Rome. I just show up and open a chicken finger place. They have no idea. All of a sudden, they're like, where do these strips of chicken come from? You know, or they don't even know it's chicken.
Well, you got to learn how to make it now before you go back.
And I mean, I think we could make enough grease. Like, I think I could deep fry chickens. And I think, I mean, think about it. I wouldn't be the... It wouldn't be like the Colonel's fried chicken. It would be like the Centurion's.
So.
Like, I'm the Corinthian Centurion. Corinthian fried chicken.
You have the outfit on.
Absolutely.
But then you change time. You totally change it because we wouldn't have the Colonel. He wouldn't be nearly as impressive.
I'll set up in Pompeii, but only for a while. Then I won't have to worry about it. I'm thinking
that was a tragedy.
I know, but it'll wipe out any
of your trace of your chicken business.
Right. So I won't have to worry about it.
Oh my gosh.
The Centurion knows things, Nikki. He does. You can always trust his chicken when you see his picture. Artifacts.
Is that all you want to say on the chicken topic?
I think chicken fingers are good. I'm in favor of eating them anytime you want to.
There's a lot you might not know about Nikki.
At 16, she won the gold, turned pro, and was named one of Barbara Walters' most fascinating persons of 1994.
See what else you can learn by listening right now to The Worst of the Riot.
Nikki, it's time for everybody's favorite internationally sensitive morning segment. What's that about?
Nice.
Let's talk about our friends in Canada. Here's a man in British Columbia that has built his very own RV out of a short bus.
Yeah.
And it's fueled completely by vegetable oil and solar power.
Okay.
And I got to tell you what.
Does it look good?
It is surprisingly awesome inside. He even has what appears to be a tiger skin rug. I'm sure it's not real.
That's interior design.
I'm sure it's not real.
I've seen, I was watching a special where someone did the same thing. It's not too uncommon to take old school buses or just old buses in general and convert them into like an RV where you can live at. And then we've had bands before where their buses run on vegetable oil.
Who was that? Me Without You.
Yeah, they had one.
They had one. And it's amazing because, like, when they pull in, it smells like a Chinese food place.
Because a lot of times they'll get the extra oil from a Chinese food restaurant.
Yeah, like, because they're throwing it away. So they can actually, like, purify the oil, like, get some of those particles out.
Why
and
you would
use
want
it.
To, I don't know why. Well, yeah, but yes, so I know it hurts it.
Doesn't choke the engine, but, you know, whatever.
You could have been having, like, extra chicken pieces.
Here's the thing, Nikki. I think that we've bought into the system too much. You and I need to sell everything and
start again.
And invest in something like this. Who says that we have to have, like, a house and a this and a that and whatever? We could be living out of a renovated short bus or a long bus if we want to go big.
Eric has thrown around the RV word every so often.
Yeah.
I just assumed we'd get one that was already made.
All right.
You know, like, we didn't have to do the work. But now that you're talking about it.
Okay.
There's that, too.
Nikki, what does RV stand for?
Recreational vehicle.
At home, you're always having fun.
Yes.
All right?
You live have your home with you.
You live in a recreational vehicle.
And you can park it outside work. So then that way, if you're tired and you have a long commute, no, you're home.
You're already home. And you're as soon as you step inside, you're in recreation. Like, you're, boom, you're just there. You're in recreation. When you go home, you're like, laundry or ordering pizza, work.
But I just know, though, that eco-friendly homes or lifestyles can sometimes mean a little bit more work during the process
of it. Not an RV, though? Because you have those
can I flush
servants.
The toilet?
No, you can't do that. Do you want to take a shower? Well, you can't do both.
So that's the stuff I'm talking about.
Oh.
Call me spoiled.
Okay, all right.
But I want to flush.
All right, here's the other option that I've been exploring. We're done with the Canadian part, guys. What do you think about living in community? You and me and Eric and maybe Hudson and Zach and Josh, we just...
A commune.
We sell all of our possessions and we just buy that house that's right over there. And then we all just live in there share things equally. Everybody's money goes in.
That's what we do, what we try to do in the break room in there. And that's why I do the dishes a lot of times. Because
it's woman's work.
No, and that's, come here. That's exactly what I don't want.
Well, Nikki, it seems to me
that I'm not living in that.
Everyone will divide up the cooking and cleaning and everything. And
that's going to happen.
By everyone, I mean you.
Yeah.
And then we'll divide the money up so that you only take what you need. You give all that you can, but take only what you need. And we can all just live together.
I think, I don't think we could handle that because we're too used to our ways.
Yeah.
So you have to start earlier in that.
We should have started a while ago.
If it was baby Nikki and baby Obi,
then we could live
sure,
that way.
We could have done that. We'd be fine with it by now because we're used to it.
Okay. Well,
what's your joke?
No,
can you say it?
Well, I just feel like at that point, you're one step away from being like, well, everyone in the commune is my dad. Everyone is my mom. Like,
so
we're all together. Like,
nope. I don't mind living a traditional life.
With an RV, though.
Nope, didn't say an RV.
With an RV. Because,
nope.
You get that RV. And because I feel like something's missing from your life right now, and that's what it is. So, I just want you to think about it.
You're full of great ideas today.
Loaded with them, dude. Like, don't turn me loose upstairs. I'm going to change the world.
Instead of the next Worst of the Riot clip, Obadiah has a special presentation for you.
I ever tell you about my Star Trek script? The Enterprise is 5 parsecs out of Rigel 12.
On second thought, here's that Worst of the Riot clip after all.
Feel free at any time to go to radiou.com and you can talk to Nikki about her dream.
It was weird. It felt like it lasted really a long time, but I think
they say dreams last like milliseconds, but it's a lie.
But it seems like forever.
Can dream forever.
Now, yesterday we talked about traveling and we talked about like trains and buses and stuff and planes
and automobiles.
And what all I remember is at the start of this, I was in a train. But if you've ever been in a train, like a touristy one, they have those open air cars where you can kind of like see what's going on and you're outside actually, getting some fresh air. So I was in that for what felt like a while on a trip and I was with family. And then suddenly I'm in a hot air balloon in the basket.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that the basket's basically just a couple feet off the ground and that's as high as we're traveling.
Yeah.
I just remember going, are we going to hit those wires? Because
like electric
lines.
Yeah. Okay.
Like we're basically going down a road in a hot air balloon, but it was just right next to the power lines. And I thought, well, I wonder what will happen if we hit these power lines. So we take the hot air balloon into a very small town where there was a fancy restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So we get out of the fancy restaurant, and suddenly, you know, you're just out of the balloon, and you're in your seat at the table. And I ordered a thing of hummus. So the
which we talked about hummus on the show yesterday.
Know, we did. So I ordered hummus, and the waiter comes out, and he's trying to be a very just fancy guy, fancy restaurant. And I get some cracked pepper for my hummus, apparently, yeah. which mm-hmm. is what I want. And my mom is sitting next to me. My mom goes, she wants the cheese plate. She needs to eat cheese every 2 hours.
And let me just tell you right now, that's something I feel like we can all identify with.
And what it was is she wanted cheese, but she didn't want to order it. So she wanted me to have the cheese so then she could eat my cheese.
Just to be clear, that's actually one of your personality traits.
I know it is, isn't it?
Hey,
I do
Eric,
that all
will
the
you
time.
Get this? Because that way, if I don't eat it, it'll look like you didn't eat it and I won't feel bad.
So I'm very familiar with that.
Yeah.
But she specifically said, almost like I have like low cheese blood sugar levels or something like that. And I said, I don't want the cheese plate because how she made it seem, I was very embarrassed with the waiter and all the other stuff. It became a big deal.
Right.
And I don't like when things become a big deal. And so she kept yelling at me, you need a cheese tray. And I said, no, I don't want to order the cheese tray. And then she got mad because my mom did in the dream, not in real life, because the waiter would not bring us a cheese tray. They did not serve them. She got offended because she thought that he just wasn't serving us cheese. But really, they just said, no, we don't have cheese at this restaurant. And so we had to leave right then. And that's when I woke up.
Yeah. Well, let's start with the cheese tray. Okay.
Isn't that weird?
I'll tell you what's happening right there. That is your body trying to get you to understand that this
cheese.
Vegan stuff that you've been a part of is ridiculous and it needs more cheese.
He's saying I want cheese. And apparently I need it. Every 2 hours.
Your mom represented your superego and was saying to you, Nikki, you need more cheese. And you, in that circumstance, were actually the waiter. Because the waiter is the part of you that feeds yourself.
Oh, good call.
And so the superego is telling the part of you that does the feeding, she needs more cheese.
Stat.
And it's like, no, we don't serve cheese. And you, of course, just felt very embarrassed by this whole thing because you kind of want the cheese. But
I don't want to eat the cheese.
Right, right.
But I do want to have the cheese. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Now, the hot air balloon part, it represents there was a time in your life when you were just having a really good time on the train car.
Yeah.
All right. But then you were shoved into circumstances where you could see the obvious dangers of what was going on, but everybody else is just like,
Wee!
This is fun, guys.
Well, really, we weren't high off the ground or anything. It was dangerous.
Right. So you and your family that you were traveling with, you're like, guys, this is obviously a problem.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know what? Let's not talk about the problems. Let's just eat.
Sounds
like Thanksgiving.
We went to the restaurant.
Yeah. So, and then, you know,
it was very weird.
You were displaying the war inside yourself.
Yeah, for cheese.
Over cheese.
All I know is I didn't expect my mom in Dreamland to be yelling at me that I need a cheese tray every 2 hours.
Well, Nikki, your mom is trying to communicate to you
trying
that
to tell
you
me
need
something.
Some cheese.
And maybe the only person I'll listen to
is your mom. That's right.
That's
weird. Your body knew that it needed cheese so badly that it created an image of your mom to make you eat some cheese.
Apparently, the hummus I ordered with the cracked pepper, because when she started yelling...
Do you normally
yelling,
eat cracked pepper on hummus?
No, I don't. But when my mom started yelling, the waiter was leaning over the table doing the cracked pepper mill thing.
Yeah.
And that's when it all started. That's when it's like, no, she wants a cheese tray. I said, no, I don't want one. She needs to eat cheese every 2 hours.
Well...
Like it's medical.
You need some cheese, Nikki.
Very odd. So that was my dream.
Yeah, I think it's great. Well, I feel like I understand you better now. Don't you?
I don't know.
I feel like you need some cheese.
I don't know. And when I woke up, too, I was very embarrassed because I thought, well, maybe I shouldn't tell that it was mom. And I should have just said that it was a friend who's yelling at me.
No, I think it's important. I think the family relationship there is very important.
Is an important dynamic to the dream.
You care about what your mom thinks about you.
Yeah.
And so your mind is just like, who... How can we get her to eat cheese? How can we do it? We'll have her mom tell her. That's what it is.
So if anybody has a cheese tray, apparently I'm looking for that to be delivered every 2 hours.
She actually, and I know that you haven't made the connection yet, but I'm going to help you. She actually would like some pepper jack cheese.
Oh, from the pepper mill.
So if anybody has some pepper jack cheese,
that's what I ever liked that cheese.
Nikki's body needs a slice of pepper jack, guys. Maybe a wedge. Maybe just bring a whole wedge.
Oh, how weird. I hope that's not how my mind is thinking. I really hope not.
You're welcome, Nikki.
Thank you for
just here to help.
It's amazing.
Since you enjoy listening to Obadiah and Nikki when they aren't even here, maybe you should follow them on Twitter. Find their feeds and more on the Riot page at RadioU.com. Radio U.
We are controlling transmission.
Riot Control.
So for Riot Control, I've been playing an old game, new game that came out new this week because it's old. What?
Did that make sense?
Sure it did. I'm talking about Resident Evil Zero, which is an HD remaster.
And you said that was the first Resident Evil game?
No. Uh-huh. It is a prequel.
Okay, there we go.
So it was not... This was actually the game that they made. They made Resident Evil, like they did a remake of the original Resident Evil on the GameCube. This game came after that, but it's before that. Make sense?
Got it.
This game is 14 years old, but you would never know by looking at it. This HD remaster, it looks amazing. Those zombies feel like they're really going to eat your face off.
They're right there.
But I mean, the backgrounds, the way they actually made this game is the foreground stuff, like the characters and stuff, are 3D models, but the backgrounds are two-dimensional that were like handcrafted, and it just looks really, really good. In fact, it looks like a brand new game. It doesn't play like a brand new game. In fact, the gameplay systems are clunky and frustrating. And when the zombies are attacking, you're going to be like, all right, I'm going to squeeze the trigger and I'm going to try to shoot them in the head. And instead...
And nothing's happening.
No, I had to spend a lot of time finding a control scheme that I thought worked for me. And then once I did, I got in. And you kind of forget that these old school Resident Evil games, now a Resident Evil game is an over-the-shoulder kind of third-person shooter. This is a survival horror game. And when the zombies are coming, what you want to do is shoot them all. That makes perfect sense. But you don't have very much ammo. So if you can run away without shooting, that's the best course of action. And by the way, did you want to save your game? You have to find a typewriter ribbon, and you can only save it like once or twice.
Now that's an old school style, right?
Oh, it's way old school.
Because no one wants that anymore.
They want your fright. I mean, it's a survival horror. They want you scared to save. It's like, should I save? I don't know. I only get to save a couple times. Maybe I shouldn't save it. That being said, once you get used to this, it actually made me think of a lot of newer kind of indie games or smaller games go back to these old games and bring some of those gameplay systems back. Like, hey, you can't save very often. Ammo is scarce, et cetera, et cetera. And in some ways, this old school game feels like a new game that is a throwback. And so it's technically not, but it kind of feels that way. It's Resident Evil Zero. It introduces some new things for Resident Evil, including the fact that you've got two characters that you can switch back and forth between the two. What are their names? Rebecca Chambers and Billy Cohen. So Billy's a bad boy, Nikki.
If you want to play him.
But Rebecca's a medic. And each one of them have certain strengths and certain not strengths. And the way the game plays, you have to end up using them both. But... overall, Resident Evil Zero, if you don't know what you're in for, can be an overwhelmingly frustrating experience. But if you understand that it is survival horror that way, it looks good. And I feel like it is a game that is like an indie game that they've made hard on purpose.
So maybe slow down when you start to play and just kind of get used to it.
Well, get used to dying a bunch because I sure wasn't used to it. So when I started playing, I was like, man, I'm dead again? And I have to start back here?
Because you can't save.
What the heck? What? But then you start to get the flow and it's not so bad.
Sounds like fun.
Resident Evil Zero HD, and it's available two different ways. You can buy it like just digitally. It's out on Xbox 360, PS3, Xbox One, PS4, and PC. Then they're also selling it packed in. They did the same thing with the original Resident Evil last year, and there's the Resident Evil Origins Collection, which you can go buy like a copy, like a hard copy of it, if you want. Remember Riot Control. We're still doing stuff, catching up on some of the things we missed out on last year. And there's still one or two in the mix. You got anything you want us to cover? Shoot us an email, riot@radiou.com.
Well, we made it.
You have no idea what I've just been through.
If you want to subject yourself to more torture, you can find even more Riot clips online at riot.radiou.com.
I find myself, and I understand that this might just be me, and so if it is, and you guys are like, why are you talking about this? Just, this is one for me, guys.
Just humor him.
This is one for me. But sometimes I think to myself, I'd love to have a double barrel shotgun. And then I think, it's not enough. It's just not enough. A double barrel shotgun?
Can you have more barrels?
Well, somebody has finally said, how about another one?
A three barrel shotgun?
How about a triple barrel shotgun? So now we're talking.
Now, pardon me, I don't know much about guns, but that means like on a shotgun when they open it up, there's the two places to put the There's three.
Now there's going to be
three.
And
then they shut it and then that's it.
Triple barrel,
it's
Nikki.
A triple barrel.
So, if you've ever thought like the terrorists or the commies were right outside and the double barrel's not enough, three barrels.
I always thought for zombies, so.
Okay, or zombies. That you know, I should have included that,
yes,
too.
Yes, please don't forget that, right? Just in case.
64,000 people right now are descending on the, it's the first major gun show. It's the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show in Vegas. 64,000 people are at this trade show right now.
Oh.
And they're the Triple Crown.
The Triple Crown, that's what they want?
That's what it's called. No, that's the name of the gun.
It sounds like a hamburger.
The gun is called the Triple Crown. It's made by Chiappa. And it looks kind of like a double barrel shotgun. And then you got to look real close because right above the double barrel shotgun, they put that third barrel.
Sure.
So honestly, you know what it makes me think of? I feel like this is something for the new Doom game where they're just like, yeah, remember how we had the double barrel? Now we got the triple barrel.
This is better.
This triple barrel's better. Come on. You know it is. Dude.
Well, have fun with that, I guess, but not too much fun.
Okay. I've realized that I'm asking like this logic question that doesn't belong, but I have to know.
Perhaps a loaded question?
Maybe. Like, I think the double barrel might be overkill.
So why triple?
What are you doing with three?
What did they say? Like what their reasoning is? Or
I don't know.
It's probably, well, why not? Or
yeah, no, and I get that.
We've got two, why can't we have three?
I get that. And, these guns, oh my gosh, Nikki, you should see these pictures.
Do you
like,
use
these
this gun
guns
for,
are serious.
Do you use this gun for hunting or what do you use this for?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Wasting the zombies, I think. I mean, I'd use that on like a boomer or a spitter or a hunter, not just a regular zombie, because that seems like a waste, right? Reload time's going to be slow. So
I don't think
you could waste a deadite with it.
Okay. I don't think I would do well at the trade show in Vegas.
Oh, I think you'd have a blast.
At the hunting and gun trade show, I don't think I would make it.
Well, here's a guy with a Bushmaster BA-50 bolt action.
There's lots of camo.
30-inch barrel. This guy's in a suit and tie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know.
Even scarier.
He's a
gentleman gun owner.
Gentleman shooter. Nikki, look, here's a girl just like you. She's a girl, you're a girl. You guys could You guys could chum up and hit that gun show in Vegas. That is so amazing. It's not my thing. I would still love to go shoot one of those. Triple barrel, Nikki!
Okay.
You'd have to like peel me off the back wall.
I still think it sounds more like a hamburger or a swimming maneuver.
Hey, listen.
Or something.
Without this triple barrel shotgun, there are no hamburgers. Something's got to waste that, Cal.
You just listened to some of the worst of the riot. But there's more where that came from.
I know. I checked online.
Get the full experience at riot.radiou.com.